This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
Bishmilla. Any idea what it is?
Oh, yeah, that was my neighbor down the street.
Bob Bishmilla.
Yeah, Bob
right.
Bishmilla.
Yeah, from Houma.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Houma, Louisiana.
And Chad P.
I don't want to date you
anymore. I'm going to say, babe, come over here and listen to this song I wrote. It's called I Think We Should See Other People.
Class is in.
I'd like to first personally apologize for hitting Tim Tebow so hard. My name is Joe Burns, and you are listening to Rock School, broadcasting live from the campus of Southeastern Louisiana University. Sitting to my right, a guy I should have hit. What's your name?
Urban P.
Yeah. Now, let me tell you where I got this idea.
Okay.
2 weeks ago, we did the top 25 bass riffs. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember it. I'm getting emails every day. Why didn't you play this one? Why didn't you play this one? I'm going to start forwarding all those to you.
Well, you forward a few of them. At least you only forward the nice ones to me. I played a group, Sugarloaf.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
I mentioned the song, Don't Call Us,
We'll Call You.
Yeah. Right. And I remembered having a book sitting up on my famed bookshelf, and I ran and grabbed it. It's by Brent Mann. It's called Blinded by the Lyrics, Behind the Lines of Rock and Roll's Most Baffling Songs. And what he's done is he's found a bunch of songs that have lyrics in it that people kind of go, what are you talking about here? Sugarloaf was one of the songs. Let me tell you some of the things that are inside of the Sugarloaf song, and then for the hour, we'll play a bunch of songs that have stuff in there that people, what is he talking about? Huh? We'll tell you what they mean.
Oh, cool.
Inside of Sugarloaf's Don't Call Us, We'll Call You. After they wrote the song, or before they wrote the song, they had been turned down by CBS Records.
Oh, that's a shame.
After the first little blip of music, you'll hear a touch tone phone play.
Okay.
If you can get the tones and recreate them and dial that number, it's CBS Records.
Are you serious?
Yeah, neat, huh?
Dude, we ought to do that.
I'm sure it's been changed.
You think they changed it?
Probably.
Oh, man, we ought to call them.
You'll also hear I Feel Fine by the Beatles, the riff. You'll also hear Stevie Wonder's Superstition. You'll also hear Wolfman Jack introducing Stereo 92. You'll also hear somebody say, hey, Mr. A&R, this is Mr. Rhythm and Blues. Just for the fun of it, you've heard the term A&R?
Yeah, I heard it bounced around a few times.
Do you have any idea what the term A&R means? If you're an A&R man, what's A&R mean?
The A, I think, stands for artist.
It does.
But the R is...
repertoire.
Okay, I was going to go for
record or
something.
So if you're an A&R man, you are an artist and repertoire man.
Repertoire.
Repertoire. Let's take a
listen
to it. What's
with all these riffs and everything, man? Is there like subliminal advertising in this song? What's going on?
Subliminal nothing. I think it's a shot at the music industry.
Huh?
Hey, Sugarloaf, don't call us. We'll call you. Rock School. Sugarloaf on Rock School, and don't call us, we'll call you.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Okay, Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Ha ha!
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth. Rock School! Rock School!
Party on, excellent. Okay, Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody, bunch of stuff in here.
Mm-hmm.
What do they mean? Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let me go!
Bismillah. Any idea what it is?
Oh, yeah, that was my neighbor down the street.
Bob Bishmilla.
Yeah, Bob
Bishmilla. Yeah, from Houma.
Yeah, right.
Houma, Louisiana. Bismillah. It comes from the Arabic phrase Bismillah ir Rahman ir Rahim. I'm probably mispronouncing it a
little
bit.
No, you got it exactly right.
Oh, yeah, thank you. It means in the name of God, most gracious, most compassionate. It begins every chapter of the Quran.
Oh, the Quran.
That's what it comes from.
Yes,
so when
yes.
you say Bismillah, you are basically saying in the name of God.
Mm-hmm.
It's as if, you know, somebody who is a Christian would say, with God as my witness,
right.
will do it. So when you say Bismillah, you're basically saying the same thing.
I got you.
Bismillah, I will not let you go.
You know, and whenever it plays like in a bar or a club, that's the one that everyone starts singing at the same time. So you know that somebody's going to get it wrong.
Oh, sure.
Somewhere.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the Fandango?
The Fandango. I did
sure.
the Fandango last night.
Fandango is a dance, actually.
I know,
it's
I did it last
Spanish
night.
Dance. Buffoon, a Scaramouche. Scaramouche is from the romance novel Scaramouche, A Romance of the French Revolution by Raphael Sabatini.
Exactly, and I am sitting next to a buffoon.
There you are. Beelzebub, as the devil
the devil, yeah, yeah,
for
yeah.
me.
Got that.
Beelzebub is not the devil.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Says
Beelzebub,
who?
The word is Hebrew. It translates into Lord of the Flies. Beelzebub is a prince of the devil, but not Satan himself.
Oh, details, details.
Oh, yes. Why does he say Galileo, Galileo, Galileo?
That's his favorite scientist. I don't know.
No, Brian May is a history buff.
Oh.
That's why he introduced Galileo into it. So there are the four things inside of Bohemian Rhapsody.
We could probably do a whole show on Bohemian Rhapsody, okay?
Entirely possible. In fact, it's going to run almost 6 minutes. So, from A Night at the Opera, 1975, Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody, Rock School.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
I just love the fact that they have a gong at the end.
You know, when you look at the rundown of who's playing on it and what they're playing,
mm-hmm.
it's actually listed. Gong. Taylor, gong. He's also listed as timpani. Yeah. We're doing some songs and what the lyrics actually mean. Brent Mann has the book. It's called Blinded by the Lyrics. You can get your hands on it. It's mm-hmm. a lot of fun. Men at Work, Down Under, has a couple nice little lines inside of it. It starts off with the line, traveling in a fried out combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombie.
What is a what?
What?
What's a combi?
Okay. Traveling in a fried out combi. Here's, you got to remember where they're from. You know where Men at Work are from?
Mm.
Australia.
Okay.
The German word for combination
mm-hmm.
is combination, but it's spelled with a K. I'm sure it's said with a German accent. I don't know how to do it.
Right.
In the 40s, the VW bus was introduced as a combination passenger vehicle
mm-hmm.
and bus.
Okay.
In Australia, they were nicknamed
combis. So it's a fried out combi, which means
that's
they
right.
were in
old,
there
beat up,
okay,
you know, hot thing, head full of zombie. When you have had enough, when you're just burnt out,
mm-hmm.
you have a head full of zombie.
Obviously.
So traveling in a fried out combi, a beat up VW bus on a hippie trail, head full of zombie.
Okay, so that's the first 15 words.
Okay.
What about the rest of the song?
Well, he says later on, he gave me a Vegemite sandwich.
Vegemite. Oh, I heard about that stuff.
I've eaten it.
Ugh.
I've eaten it.
I heard it looks like axle grease.
No, it looks like peanut butter. When this song was hot, I was actually in radio, and we went to some little nothing place when I was on the air, and we bought Vegemite, and we ate it on the air.
How's
it kind of looks like peanut butter. It spreads a lot like peanut butter.
What's it taste like?
It's kind of tasteless. I got to be honest with you.
Okay.
It's kind of a yeast extract. It's like chewing on a vitamin. That's the best way I can give it to you. And not like a Flintstones vitamin, like
no,
a real vitamin.
Good.
Yeah. It spreads like peanut butter. It's a yeast extract.
All right,
there's not
all right,
much
all
to
right.
it. Blah. From the album Business as Usual. Now you know what it means in 1982, where women glow and men plunder. I have no idea. Men at Work, Down Under, Rock School.
Traveling in a fried-out combi. Trailhead full of zombies.
I met a strange lady.
Good time band, Men at Work. I've seen them on videotape, never live, but they seem to just stand still on stage. Not a whole lot of, you know, oomph to their presentation.
That's because they have some Vegemite
pre-show.
That's right.
Let's do this quick. I want to get back, play a nice long 7-minute song for you. Hello, KLSU. Thanks for running Rock School.
Let's keep it in Louisiana. Hello, KSCL. Thank you for being part of the Rock School Radio Network.
And of course, you can catch us on iTunes. Back in a minute, Rock School. Okay, I want to do a long one here for you. Now, Sweet Judy Blue Eyes by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. It's only played by Stephen Stills. The voices, of course, are all Crosby, Stills, and Nash, but the only musician on it is Stephen Stills. It's actually three songs put together, which is why it's called a suite, S-U-I-T-E, suite, S-W-E-E-T. Judy is Judy Collins with the pretty blue eyes. Mm-hmm. Two things in there that are brought out in the book, Blinded by the Lyrics. There's a line, "Will you come see me Thursdays and Saturdays?" Is that when he's talking about dating? No, it's the reason that the two of them broke up. The entire song deals with their relationship, and Collins was not real pleased when she heard the song because all of the bad about the relationship is inside of the song.
Oh, wow.
The Thursdays and Saturdays statement is about her going to see a therapist.
Oh, wow.
And he put that in there, and that didn't sit real well with her.
That's not nice.
The other part of it is when he, Stephen Stills, begins to sing in Spanish.
Okay.
If you translate the Spanish, and I have it here, I'm not even going to try it, please. If you translate it, it says, "What joy Cuba brings to me, the queen of the Caribbean Sea, what sunny skies they have there, and how sad it is that I cannot go there."
Okay.
It's a commentary on the U.S. boycott. So that's what it comes out to be. I think the Judy Collins bit's a little more interesting.
Me too.
So, Sweet Judy, Blue Eyes, CSN, and Sometimes Why, Rock School.
It's getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
Dude, if I'm going to write a song that takes shots at my ex, I'm not going to name it Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. I'm going to name it I Hate You and Hope You Pass Away.
She wasn't an ex at the time.
Oh, she
the
became
song
an ex through
made
the song.
Her an ex.
Wow.
Yeah. Dear honey,
right.
I don't want to date you anymore.
I'm going to say, babe, come over here and listen to this song I wrote. It's called I Think We Should See Other People.
Let's
listen
talk
to the first
about
verse.
Us. Yeah. It's bottom of the hour. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Let's do 7 days and 70 seconds. We will start with Monday, September 28th. Go all the way through Sunday, October 4th. I believe Chad has Monday.
As always, Monday, September 28th in 1968, Janis Joplin left Big Brother and the Holding Company and never came back.
And she was holding. Yeah, did her in. September 29th, back in 1975, Jackie Wilson suffers a heart attack while performing at the Latino Casino in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. He will remain in a coma until his death in 1984.
Wednesday, September 30th in 1998, these guys appeared on the Drew Carey Show as hopefuls for the lead guitarist position in Carey's band. Listen to this. Johnny Lang, Slash of Guns N' Roses, Joey Ramone of the Ramones, and Rick Nielsen of Cheap Trick.
Nice. He had a lot of big people on his show.
What happens if you don't make the cut for Drew Carey's band?
October 1st, back in 1993, MTV Latino is launched in 2 million households in 11 Latin American countries. It is the U.S. where it makes its big. It's the MTV 6th international network.
October 2nd, that's a Friday this year, but in 1985, Bruce Springsteen's Born in the USA tour drew to a close at Los Angeles' Memorial Coliseum.
October 3rd, 1945, a 10-year-old Elvis Presley makes his first public appearance appearance at a talent show at the Mississippi Alabama Fair and Dairy Show on the 4th of October. It's a Sunday this year, but back in 1969, Crosby, Stills, and Nash enter the chart with Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. And that ended that. And that wraps up 7 days and 70 seconds. Let's do a real quick intro on this one. Remember the song by Paper Lace, The Night Chicago Died?
No.
Daddy was a cop on the east side of Chicago. Well, the song was probably inspired by the St. Valentine's Day Massacre of 1929,
okay,
which Al Capone was involved in, big shootout with police.
Right?
Yeah. There's only one problem.
What?
Daddy was a cop on the east side of Chicago.
What?
If you look at a map, the east side of Chicago
is water.
Is Lake Michigan. Yeah. The guy who wrote it, Mitch Murray.
Maybe he was a boat cop.
No, he was British.
Oh.
He didn't quite understand how the whole thing was set up and readily admits it. Here's Paper Lace on Rock School.
Back in the USA, back in the bad old days, in the heat of a summer night.
On the east side of Chicago?
Yeah, maybe in a wetsuit it was.
We're talking about odd lyrics and the book Blinded by the Lyrics. Now, this one I found interesting. In fact, I'm going to throw it in there simply because it was one of those that I read it and went, I never actually thought about that.
What's that?
The song No Time by the Guess Who, some of our brothers from Canada. In the song, it says, no time for revolving doors, no time for the killing floors. Any idea what that means? From Burton Cummings. Any idea what that means?
Is he talking about maybe a major metropolitan city, revolving doors?
Not bad. Not bad.
Killing floors, high crime rate in big cities or something?
That's not a bad pick. It's about the meatpacking business.
What?
Yeah, apparently where he and many of the band members are from is a lot of meat packing, a lot of bring the animals in, kill them, slaughter them,
mm-hmm,
and it was kind of expected that's what you would do. It's like sort of growing up in Pittsburgh in years past. It was just expected you would go into the steel industry,
that
kind of thing.
I never walked through a revolving door to my local butcher shop.
No, the revolving door was supposed to be your grandfather did it, your father did it, you're expected to do it.
Okay.
That kind of thing.
That makes sense.
I don't want to be what my father was. And the killing floor was the concept of, I don't want to be in the meatpacking plant.
Okay.
That's what it means.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that. No.
Yeah, the person who's singing it is talking about, I don't want to go through the revolving door, and I don't want to be on the killing floor. I got no time left for you.
All right.
That's what it means.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
So, it's from 1970 from the album American Woman. No Time, Guess Who, Rock School.
I think I'd like to be a rock star. What do you think?
Shut up and go get me some ground chuck. All right, there. While we were practicing that bit, Chad actually sounded like a Scotsman, and I kept asking him, what neighborhood in Canada are you from?
Winnipeg.
There, Chad?
I'm from Winnipeg.
Oh, that's a large Scottish population there. All right, Chad said we could play a real quick short one before we had to go into the break, so here's a real quick one. From 1972, The Mother and Child Reunion by Paul Simon. Now, you would think he's talking about, you know, a love for a mother,
mm-hmm,
and the young one that she gave birth to, and the bond. You've seen it. You're married to a woman who gave birth to your child, and the love that they have.
That would be easy, and I guess it wouldn't
sure
be on this show
no
if it were about that.
No, it's actually a chicken and egg dish that was on a Chinese menu that he found at a Chinese restaurant in Manhattan.
What's the deal with the food, man?
I will have the mother and child. Child reunion, please.
That's gross.
It'll be $4. Rock School.
Remember a Saturday. I know they say let it be, but it just don't work out that way. And the course of a lifetime runs over and over again.
Yes, mother and child reunion.
That's so gross, dude.
No, it's not. You've never had chicken and egg before?
I have had chicken and egg, but I never referred to them as mother and child. That's sick.
Once you put it together, it's kind of, yeah.
It's gross.
Hello, Radio Universidad in Salamanca, Spain. Thanks for running the Rock School Radio Show.
Hello, WBSD, Burlington, Wisconsin. Thank you so much for being part of the Rock School Radio Network.
When we get back, we're going to talk about a baby boomer who watched his parents get his own Kiss records out. She might have served in the wax in the Philippines. Back in a minute. Rock School. This is Rock School as we do the book Blinded by the Lyrics by Brent Mann from my overtly large bookshelf of rock and roll books. Cheap Trick, Surrender. Like the tune?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a line in there. It says, Mommy served in the wax in the Philippines. Now, when I had no idea what the wax were when it first came out. Wax is spelled either W-A-C or W-A-A-C. If it's W-A-C, it's the Women's Army Corps. If it's W-A-A-C, it's the Women's Auxiliary Army Corps.
Oh.
Now, about 150,000 women served in the wax during World War II. They were the first women other than nurses to serve in the Army. Now, most of them served stateside, but a lot of them did go around the world. They were in Europe, North Africa, New Guinea, the Philippines, as the song suggests. And by the way, many of them hit Normandy Beach just a few weeks after the initial invasion.
Oh.
Douglas MacArthur actually said the WACs were his best soldiers. They worked harder and complained less than the male soldiers. So in the song, when he says, Mommy served in the WACs in the Philippines,
that's what she's talking
he's
about.
Talking about them being in the Women's Army Corps. From 1978's album, Heaven Tonight, The Trick, Surrender, Rock School. Cheap Trick, Rick Nielsen, and the black and white checked guitar, Surrender on Rock School. Time for one more, and we were going to play Chumbawamba's Tub Thumping, but yeah, there's a lot of cursing in it, and Chad said,
please, not this late week.
Yeah, so we're not going to do it. Real quickly, Chumbawamba, the name of the group, comes from a story that one of the members wrote where men are called Chumbas and women are called Wumbas.
Ah.
That's where it came from. Mm-hmm. The name itself, Tub Thumping, is a British term that means basically preaching. Not religious preaching, but like preaching from your street, yelling about the government.
Oh, okay.
That kind of thing, Tub Thumping. We'll finish up with Billy Joel and the Piano Man back from 1973. Billy Joel, before he became supremely famous, played piano at a place in L.A. called the Executive Room. He basically played piano while people sat around and drank.
Okay.
He was Bill Martin when he did it. There's two lines in the song that actually refer to a specific person. Now, Paul was a real estate novelist who never had time for a wife. Paul, they don't know his last name, but Paul was an actual guy. He was a real estate salesperson that would come in almost every night, get drunk, and go on and on how he was writing The Great American Novelist. Get it?
Yeah.
He was a real estate novelist
yeah.
who never had time for a wife. To this day, Billy has no idea whether he's actually finished the novel or not.
Wow.
And the line, talking with Davy, who's still in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
That we know who it is.
Who?
David Hines, who Billy met in 1972. He was actually in the Navy. He died of ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, in 2003, which is really bad because when the song is edited, that's one of the stanzas that's taken out, and that always drives Billy Joel up a tree. So David gets pulled out of the song when the song is edited down to it. So those are two lines that now you know what it means. So we finish with the piano.
There you go. Look at all the education that you got inside of this hour.
Take it with you. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Class is dismissed.